H&R.
Hey, is Tom around?
Yeah, who's calling?
It's Kyle over here with Cardiff.
It's what? Who?
My name is Kyle, and I'm calling with Cardiff.
Okay, hang on just a second.
Thank you so much.
Tom, there's a Kyle on the line for you with Cardiff.
Who?
Cardiff or something? Line one.
Hello, can I help you?
Yeah, hey, Tom. It's Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
That's good. Hey, I won't take up much of your time. I saw you guys had taken out some capital around April this year. Does that sound familiar?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to give you a call here. You guys had a pretty good relationship with your lender, and because of that, we were able to pre-approve you for some equipment financing and also some more working capital. Just wanted to see how business was treating you.
Well, business is treating me real good, but I unfortunately do not have an answer for you at the moment. However, I am bidding a $500,000 job in Baton Rouge.
Okay.
I get it. Working capital would be nice.
Okay. What kind of job are you bidding on right now? Just a HVAC one? Or?
It's HVAC. It's a apartment project that has 7.5 feet of water in it.
Okay.
And it's going to be a total redo.
Total redo.
Yeah, it's a deal. I mean, I'm going to tear out all the duct on the first floor. All the equipment up and down has got to come out and be changed. It's a major job.
Okay, so how long does something like that take? A year or so?
No. I'll be in and out of that thing in probably 5 to 6 months total.
Oh, 5 to 6 months total. Okay, not too bad. All right, so you guys are just bidding on it right now?
I'm bidding it right now. I've already been and looked at it. I should know something in about 3 weeks. For sure.
3 weeks or so. Okay, definitely.
I have a signed contract at that point, something that I can throw out there for collateral and say, here, I've got it, you know?
Definitely. Well, yeah, even the cool thing is, just to let you know, our capital loans over here are unsecure, so, you know, you wouldn't even have to put up anything as collateral.
And I've done this several times.
Okay, yeah, no, awesome. Just, but great, that's good to hear. And you guys going to be able to conquer that job with the team you got currently?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I won't be hiring any extra help. The only thing I'll be doing is paying labor and waiting 45 to 60 days to get a draw on it. That's the big deal. When you do stuff like that, the terms are actually 90 days, but this is Blackman and Mooring, and typically they pay me within about 45.
Okay, so basically you just use the capital then to get all the materials, inventory, that kind of thing, go into the job, get it all done, and then you'll get a big payment at the 45 days later, basically, huh?
Pretty much.
Okay, gotcha. So just it helps you with a little purchasing power then, so to say, right?
Right. I pay my labor up front. My labor doesn't wait on money. I wait on money. My help doesn't.
Okay, no, of course. Good way to be.
I mean,
probably keep some oil, too.
Money to make it all happen.
Of course. Okay, yeah. Well, you know, how much would you typically be looking for something like that to get you started?
It depends on which way I do it. If I do it like I did the last loan, I would borrow probably $250,000, but I would pay off the other loan with part of that. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Of course. No, yeah, makes perfect sense. Consolidate one and get a little extra cash on top.
Exactly. And the cash would get me rolling with my labor and get me started on a big job, and then the draws will come in and help me finish it.
Of course. No, sounds like it's beneficial for you. That's exactly the way we like our customers to use the capital around here, you know, shorter term, and then you're able to renew halfway through and stuff like that, too. So
exactly.
Keeps the money coming, you know, especially when that money's making you money. So, you know, it's always nice to be able to have the process pretty quick, and that's kind of what we like to get set up over here for you. So,
just take some of the stress off me short term, what it does.
Of course, no, yeah, and that's probably helps a bunch, too. I mean, you don't have to worry about, you know, putting up all your own money and then something happening, the job falling through, and you're out. I mean,
at least you're able
to leverage someone else's cash, so no, that's great. How long you guys been doing that over there?
I've been in business over 21 years.
Over 21 years, nice. And were you in the business before, too, or did you kind of just set open your own doors?
I subcontracted prior to that.
Oh, right on. So you got quite a bit of experience then, huh?
38 years.
38 years total. Wow, that's awesome. 21 years too, and you got yourself a pretty solid foundation for a business too. It sounds like.
Yep, not doing bad. Not doing bad. Did $1.3 million last year. I'll be over $2 million this year.
Wow, so growing too, then, right?
Oh yeah.
Over two this year. That's great. That's two, just to get a better idea, how's national average for credits usually right around 680? Do you think you fall a little bit higher, somewhere around there or below?
Yeah, I don't know where I'm at because the business itself does not really have a lot of credit.
Okay.
I built this on my own. I did it out of my hip pocket.
Okay. No, yeah.
I started 21 years ago. I did not even have a credit card in my name.
Really?
Because I had gone through a marriage and a divorce and.
It is what it is. No, that's pretty impressive though to start out like that, and now you guys are.
I started with nothing. I borrowed a friend's credit card to buy my first general liability policy.
Honestly, Tom, that's a pretty awesome story. Now you're looking, 21 years later, you're bringing in $2 million a year in sales. So I mean, that feel like a pretty good accomplishment right there to me from the outside looking in.
It is an accomplishment. It's just a heck of an accomplishment for me.
No, of course, yeah. That's awesome, though. All right, well, have you thought or looked around into anywhere else for financing yet, or is this kind of still
not? I haven't talked to anybody about it. Typically, I don't try to talk to anybody until I know I've got something like that going on.
Oh, no, of course. A good way to be, too, that way.
I don't borrow money just to be borrowing it.
No, of course. Well, it sounds like the exact opposite. You're taking money out to have a good, return on it, it seems like,
Exactly.
Put a little bit of money in. So, how much does a job like this usually pay out for the whole thing? I mean, it seems like
I haven't really put the final numbers together, but it'd be over $500,000 job.
Really?
Yes. Sir.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, that's awesome to hear. And then, how big's your team that you guys have total over there?
I've got two subcontract crews. I got myself, two other men working for me daily or by the hour, and then I've got two girls in the office. That's it.
No, that's a pretty good size, though. I mean, keeps everybody working, though.
When I got jobs like this, getting other subcontract crews is not a problem.
Oh, okay. That's
I know too many people.
That's good. Sounds like you got a good reputation around there then, too, huh?
Yep.
No, that's awesome, Tom. All righty, well, I'll just let you know. You're looking for equipment and capital a little bit down the road. The way the process works, super quick and simple, just a one-page application. For capital, we look at your bank statements, I'm sure you're aware, and then tax return just to see the ownership breakdown of the company and whatnot. And you are 100% owner then, huh? Right?
I am the owner. It is an S corporation, but I am the owner, 100%.
100% owner on an S corp. All righty. Well, once you are ready to get started, just we get those documents in. Typically takes around a day to get everything going. And since you already have another loan out, it might take a little bit longer, though, just maybe another day or so to get everything in. But other than that, takes about, best case scenario, 48 hours, and you'll have your money. So keep that in mind over here. And then I was going to ask, too, how much was your current capital loan out for?
What is my current capital at this point?
No, the loan you had out and took out in April?
Which, I believe it was a $140,000 loan.
$140,000. And who is that through?
I'd have to get with the women and ask.
Oh, no worries. Do you
paperwork. I don't take care of the paperwork.
Of course, no worries. Do you know a better idea of what you guys' terms were and what you were paying on that?
We're paying, I think it's a little over $4,000 a week on it.
$4,000. Oh, weekly payments, though. That's good.
Right.
Not too bad. Okay, and then it was for, what was the length of that?
I don't even remember. I have to go back. I'm in here trying to do bids and do invoicing, and I'm talking to you at the same time.
Oh, okay, no worries. Well, it was good talking to you, Tom. I understand you're busy. I'll let you get back to it. It's good to hear that everything's going good. Good luck on the rest of the bids, and I will be in touch maybe 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, 2.5 weeks, something like that. Give me a holler.
Okay. I sure will. All right, Tom. Look forward to hearing from you.
Bye.
Bye.